Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the DolphinsTalk.com Podcast Network.
It's the 2024 offseason, and we are here to talk Dolphins football. We'll be with you every week all through it up until the start of the regular season. We'll be discussing free agency, we'll be discussing the draft, and we'll have a good time. Hopefully you'll join us as we proceed through the offseason, and we've got a show today, so here we go. And it's another Fin Fans podcast this afternoon. I am here with Chris Rigoni.
How we doing, Dolphins?
How you doing, Chris?
Doing better than last week, Mike. We've made a couple upgrades that I'm excited about. I think the team will start to come more into fruition the next couple weeks with more players signing. A couple more restructures will free up some more money, and I think we're just getting going here.
Who's left to restructure?
I think Tyreek can restructure. Did they restructure him already?
I'm not sure.
Obviously
we did Ramsey just a couple of days ago.
Yep. Which freed up a lot of money. I know we talk about this every week, but the Tua, extension could end up freeing up some money. I know Alec Engel just restructured too. Chubb just restructured. So, I mean, that's pretty much everybody, but, you know, Greer will find a way to free up a little bit more money.
Yep, I suppose. I mean, you know, I guess Jeff Wilson, maybe. I don't know.
They actually did restructure him the other day, which freed up a little over $1 million.
Yeah.
But what was pretty nice is with Chubb's restructure, when that Xavien Howard money kicks in on June 1st, I mean, we're going to have a little bit of money to spend. I mean, I know we still got to sign our rookie class, but
right,
still should have a little bit of money to spend.
Yeah, it's not going to be a very expensive rookie class because we don't have that many high picks. You know, mm-hmm. We have the first and the second, and then we don't have another pick until the fifth.
Yeah.
So, you know, it won't be too terribly expensive to sign the rookie class, thankfully. But we'll see what they do, you know, in free agency. I mean, there's still some holes that they got to fill.
Absolutely.
And they're not going to be able to fill every hole they have. It's just not designed to work that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you automatically get crunched numbers-wise, you know?
Yeah.
So, all right, let's talk about, you know, what we've lost and what we've gained and whether or not you and I think what we've gained is enough to get us through. And obviously, you know, when you talk about losses, I think, you know, the biggest loss obviously was Christian Wilkins.
Yep, and they signed seven guys to try to see who can replace them.
Exactly. And I don't know if any of the seven can do it, but, you know, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Harris, what are your thoughts?
I mean, pretty sure all these guys we signed are journeyman, you know. I mean, I'll be quite honest, I don't really have too much information on a lot of the D tackles that we signed, other than what I've read, and just, you know, these guys have kind of bounced around a little bit, and supposedly that's Anthony Weaver's style. Last year they kind of threw together some guys, and then Justin Matabuke played really well for them, and in return got a pretty big contract, so maybe he can find some diamonds in the rough here, right?
Well, you know, we did it with Sealer, you know.
Yeah.
So it's possible. You know, you can't say it's not possible. One of these guys could step up and be the next big thing, you know.
Absolutely.
But, you know, just looking at the names, you know, you don't see a lot of impact there, you know. I guess Neville Gallimore, you know, had some experience with Dallas. You know, I'm not overly thrilled about it, but let's be honest, you don't need the best defensive tackle in the world to play football. You just hope that, you know, between Sealer and the edge guys, once they get healthy, you know, we still have a formidable defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next biggest loss, obviously, was Robert Hunt. That's the one that I feel is going to impact this team the most.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, basically what you're looking at is Eichenberg or Jones filling that spot. And I don't think either one of them are a shell of what Hunt was.
Yeah, I know we re-signed Wynn. He's going to be probably back on the left side last year.
That's what I figure. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe we draft a guard. Maybe we pick up another one once we free up some more money. But
more defensive tackle. Just depends what their priority is.
Yep. I mean, Eichenberg was serviceable at right guard last year. Let's see if he can make another jump. But, you know, I don't think me or you or anybody else wants to rely on that, you know.
Well, the problem is, you know, it would be one thing if it was just Eichenberg. But, you know, you've got the questions at center. I mean, Aaron Brewer they signed, and, you know, there's pros and cons to his game. He's really fast, and, you know, he can get to the second level. He's very athletic. You know, he struggles with physical and, you know, when it comes to pass rush. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. But he's a quality player. He's just, I don't know if he's as good as Connor Williams is or not. We'll have to see.
Yeah, kind of a wild card there. I mean,
I think so.
We talked about it last week. I mean, the fact that they signed him to a 3-year deal, I mean, they got faith in him somewhere. But, you know, speaking of Connor Williams, I don't know if you saw the article that came out from, or I don't think it was an article, it was from his agent, who said that he's not really worried about signing with a team right now. He's just working on his rehab. And
it doesn't benefit him to sign with a team right now. He needs to get healthy first.
Exactly. So that kind of tells you where he's at. But because I saw some people saying, you know, maybe we re-sign Connor Williams and kick Brewer out to the guard. But
that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not going to be ready for a while. Evidently, the talk is that it was a pretty devastating injury. He may not come back at all.
It was weird, too, because you remember that game when he came back to the sideline and he wasn't even on crutches. He had like a knee brace and was kind of just walking around. So initially we all thought it was just, you know, he got banged up or whatever. But I mean, that is crazy that they're talking about him potentially not coming back at all.
Yeah, but they don't say why. They said it's, you know, a devastating injury, but they don't give details on it and why it's devastating. So it's hard for us to make any kind of, you know, determination. So I'm just going to go with what's reported, and that is he may or may not come back.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Jerome Baker. Now, you know, we brought in a couple of guys that I think are probably going to be an upgrade. What are your thoughts?
I actually feel the same way. I mean, I like what I've read on Jordan Brooks. Anthony Walker's battled back. Well, actually, both of these guys have battled back from some injuries. But, I mean, they're ball players. I watched their opening press conferences, and I really liked what I heard. I heard versatile guys who can play the run, play the pass. I mean, I'm excited, and I honestly think that this group is upgraded from last year, one of the few upgraded position groups. And I'm excited to see what these guys bring to the table, especially Brooks. You know,
with a downgrade at defensive tackle, they're going to have to be better.
Absolutely.
Now, we lost Van Ginkle, and we signed Shaquille Bennett.
I mean, that position group, I'm definitely going to – I'm worried about. But there was a report that came out the other day saying that Phillips and Chubb could potentially be back for the start of the season. I find that hard to believe.
They may be back, but I don't think they'll be ready.
Yeah. Chubb, I mean, Phillips, I'm not too worried about. I keep seeing these videos. I saw another one of him yesterday in the pool doing different workouts. So I know he's younger and he's battling to come back pretty fast. So I'm excited about that. But, I mean, Shaquille Barrett, I think, can be a good piece in a rotation. I still think that we need to either draft or sign another edge rusher or two, you know, because as of right now, him and a couple of the other practice squad guys are the only healthy edge rushers we have. So, I mean, that's definitely a position group of concern at the moment.
Yep. And back to the defensive line, nose tackle Raekwon Davis we lost. He signed a 2-year, $14 million deal with the Colts. And we, you know, brought in Benito Jones to try and replace him. What do you think about that?
I like Benito. I mean, I think, just like I said about the last fellow, he's more of like a rotational piece. I don't think he's like an every down nose tackle. But, I mean, there's still a couple guys out there. We'll see if we make another splash at that position.
Yeah, I would think they need to find a nose tackle, because I don't think Benito Jones is going to be the answer.
Yeah, I agree.
And neither did Detroit.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Ogba. And we signed Deshaun Hand.
Yeah, I mean,
he's coming back. You know, he was with us last year.
Yeah, I mean, I liked Hand. I mean, he got in his small number of snaps. I mean, he was definitely getting in there and making some tackles. So with an increased role, you know, maybe he rises, you know.
I would think. I'm a little bit optimistic about that, because honestly, you know, Ogba had such little playing. I think he played like 25% of the snaps or something close to that.
Yeah, he just didn't seem to fit.
Yeah. So hopefully this works out a little better.
Mm-hmm.
We lost tight end Tyler Croft, and we signed Jonnu Smith. I mean, obviously, I'm sure everybody thinks that's an upgrade.
Absolutely. And not only Jonnu Smith, but Jody Fortson. I've read some interesting things about – I don't remember seeing him playing too many snaps with the Chiefs, but he was a wide receiver that converted to a tight end, and supposedly is a pretty good red zone threat, so – I mean, you got to think that this position group is another one of the few that we can say this about, but it's definitely an upgrade. I mean, with Smith, Fortson, and Smythe, I mean, those are three solid tight ends, you know, who can do different things.
We lost Cedric Wilson Jr. He signed with the Saints, and his replacement was, you know, obviously Braxton Berrios. We need to upgrade that position, as far as I'm concerned. Berrios is fine on punt returns and kickoff returns, but he's not dynamic, and you would like dynamic back there. You know, and I've said this before, you know, teams are returning against us. We need to be returning against other teams and try and get some scores to help out our offense.
Agreed, especially with the potential rule change that is going to allow a lot more returns. I mean, I like Berrios as a fourth or fifth receiver. I mean, he's a pretty good returner. Like you said, he's not really nice too dynamic. But
not a wide receiver three.
Yeah. I mean, depending on I've been seeing videos of Uzukama back on the field running routes and stuff. And it'd be nice to see him make a jump this year and stay healthy. But I think the receiver position is definitely a group that we need to sign a couple more bodies in. I don't know if they plan on bringing back Claypool or Craycraft, but there's still a few guys on the free agent market who could add something to our wide receiver group.
Yeah, you know, you'd think Tyreek is making enough money that he'd mind his personal behavior a little bit better than he is.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Especially being a guy who's had problems going all the way back to college. I mean, as far as a teammate, I haven't heard anybody say anything bad about him. I mean, he definitely brings a great leadership qualities to the team. But I mean, yeah, just the off the field stuff is just concerning because of how many times it's happened, you know, and hopefully
it's always something. I mean, nothing too major, but it's always something. And obviously if he's having domestic disputes, that's a problem. That's not something you want to see.
For sure.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to take a step back for just a couple minutes, and we'll be right back.
All right, at safeties, we lost Deshaun Elliott, and we lost Brandon Jones, and we signed Jordan Poyer and Elijah Campbell back. So Poyer, I think even at his age, he'll have something to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious to see if Campbell elevates his game.
Yeah, I mean, I really love – Poyer's a great player, and I think it's definitely an upgrade over Elliott, barring injury or, regression. I mean, Poyer still had a pretty solid season last year, and I think we talked about this a little bit on the last podcast, but I think Poyer can actually help Holland a lot, you know, by teaching him different things and, you know, just things he's seen over the course of his career.
Yep.
Campbell, I really like. He's a versatile guy. You can put him in the slot. You know, you can use him in a bunch of different ways. And he's still a younger cat too, so he's still learning. I mean, I would say that this position group was upgraded as well with Poyer and Campbell over Elliott and Brandon Jones. I mean, I loved what Brandon Jones brought to the table, but he was just too much of a liability in coverage.
That's why I wasn't a big Brandon Jones fan. If you're a safety, you've got to be able to offer something in the way of coverage.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And he just didn't offer a lot. So, I mean, you know, great blitzer and a good tackler, but just didn't develop those coverage skills that you'd like to see from a guy back there.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
We lost Xavier Howard, speaking of cover guys, and signed Kendall Fuller. And this, to me, is really interesting because we all know what Howard is, right? He's obviously a cornerback on the decline, but he's always a threat to intercept the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big play guy now, you know, at this stage of his career. He's not much of a coverage guy as he was. It just depends what system you put him in. I think if you put him in a Fangio-type defense, he'll be okay. But, you know, he still did show signs of regression. So what do you think of Kendall Fuller? Do you think he'll be able to replace him and give us a quality starter opposite Ramsey?
Absolutely. I mean, he's only a year younger than Howard, but he seems to be playing at a higher level.
Yeah.
One thing I really liked about his introduction press conference was he was saying that he's very good at playing in the slot. He can play outside. And even when he was with Kansas City, he played a little bit of safety. So I think the versatility between him and Ramsey, because Ramsey's kind of the same way, you know, you can put him in the slot.
Yes.
I would love to see Weaver switching these guys around, just confusing the defenses because they can do so much things, you know? I mean,
well, I think that would be the plan if you have the bodies, right?
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think that Fuller is an upgrade over Howard. I mean, like I said, I mean, he's only a year younger than Howard is, but he's playing at a much higher level. I know he's been with Washington the last few years, so he's kind of gotten overlooked, but I was on Bleacher Report the other day, right before we signed him, and they had him as the number one ranked corner in free agency, and that includes Howard, you know, so
yeah. Well, Howard has had this problem with his legs and he just can't get them right, you know. One week it's a groin, next week it's a hamstring, you know. It just he's got those soft tissue injuries and they just keep returning.
Yep. And What I love the most about this signing, too, is we didn't break the bank. You know, I mean, yeah. I think he only got 8.5 guaranteed. So it was like 2 years, $16 million or something like that. But I thought I thought it was a really, really good deal for us, you know. Yeah. And he's a guy who, I mean, it was pretty.
Compare salaries with Howard, right? What was Howard?
Oh, yeah.
$26 million or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that?
I mean, you can't, like, that's definitely an upgrade. And what I loved about him is just his attitude, you know. I mean, in his opening press conference, it's like a lot of these guys we brought in, and that's one thing I will say about Greer. He likes to bring in high character guys, guys who like to come in and work and put the work in. They're not so
well,
much like
these.
That
should be a requirement to play in the NFL, right?
No, of course, but you know how like this new generation is, Mike. You know, it's like guys come in, they get the money, and they're just like, eh, whatever. Yeah, like this guy,
I got my bag, I'm good.
Yep, this guy wants to be great. I mean, he's a guy who's won a Super Bowl. So, you know, I say this every week, it seems like. But whenever you bring in guys who have that type of experience, I mean, it's good. It's good for guys like Kohu, you know.
You know, I don't think it's a coincidence Cam Smith. That Wilkins had his best year last year because it was contract year.
For sure. For yeah. sure.
And you see that time and time again. Guys on their contract years have much better seasons than guys who are not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always interesting how that happens. But, you know, with the better players, it does. And, you know, they're money motivated. I mean, that's why they get up in the morning and go to practice. You know, they're money motivated.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm not saying I blame them. If I was in their position, I'd be money motivated, too. But I'd like to see the effort be consistent from year to year to year, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway. We lost Eli Apple. He's an unrestricted free agent, and we brought back Nick Needham.
Yeah, I mean, I really like. Well, I'll start off with Eli Apple. Definitely not sad to see him go.
I mean, he was
a liability. Needham, another year separated from that injury. I think, you know, I really hope that he can get back to the level he was playing at, because between him, Cam Smith, I mean. We should have a pretty deep cornerback room, you know, and if all these guys are healthy, I mean, it's good
to
see.
You know, Chris, we seem to lose two or three cornerbacks every year. So
I know.
They have to be deep.
Yeah, that is it does seem like a reoccurring thing, but, you know, hopefully this year the strength and conditioning coaches are doing different stuff, you know. Or
I don't think it's on them because these injuries that they've been getting are odd, to say the least. I mean, you know, the soft tissue injuries especially, you know, there's not a lot you can do to prevent that.
Yeah, I hear you.
Let's see. Special teamer Justin Bethel, we lost. And Keon Crossan is still unsigned. And we went to Buffalo and signed Saron Neal.
Yeah, I mean, I liked Bethel. He could do a few different things. I'm not too familiar with this Saron Neal, but from what I read, he was one of the special teams captains for Buffalo and was pretty good. So, I mean, you know, you definitely need a few guys like that, you know, special teams aces, so we don't have stuff like we had last year when you're giving up return touchdowns that are, you know, changing the game and the course of the season, you know. I mean,
well, last year our roster was very top heavy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that affects the special teams.
Mm-hmm.
Because really you're putting people on special teams that probably don't belong on your roster.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying for all of them, but enough to make a difference.
No, for sure.
Departing, Kendall Lamb. And we signed Jack Driscoll.
Yeah, I mean, I still think they may bring Lamb back, depending on if, you know.
I know what he's asking for.
Yeah, me too. But at the same time, I don't think he's asking for much, you know, because it's like you can't. At the stage he's at in his career, I mean, I think he can be a starter, but with how old he is and he's had some injury concerns in the past, it's like, you know, I think he'll get maybe a couple million a year. He's not going to get the league minimum, but I also think that they're not going to break the bank on him. Nobody really, for the most part. As far as what I've read on Jack Driscoll, I really like it. I mean, he's another guy I watched his opening press conference, and he's played all five positions on the offensive line, and the versatility is very, very important.
Center? I know he played tackle and guard. Did he play center?
I don't remember if they asked him specifically, but I did hear him say multiple times that he's played all five positions.
Okay, all right. So
I think they'll use him more as like a guard and swing tackle and stuff. But I really like his attitude, and I think he's going to add something to that room, which is definitely much needed.
I guess, you know, the biggest mystery to me is how they're going to use Jonnu Smith.
Yeah.
You know, you've got Tua, who, you know, tends to feed Hill a little too often. Well, now you've got a guy at the tight end position that can help them out.
Yep. And,
I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to see how they implement him into the offense and whether or not they give him any type of heavy role.
I don't see why they wouldn't. I mean, McDaniel's got to switch up some things this year. You know, I mean, last year was kind of the same as the year before. Not too many different wrinkles added other than like the counter pitches and stuff like that. But I mean, we really have to implement some different things and just stick to running the ball when it's working. You know, I mean, our rushing stats were so much better last year, but it still seemed like in those big games, you know, we'd even in games where we were running the ball good in the first half, like that Baltimore, you just get away from the run and just abandon it completely. And, you know, he's definitely got a lot of tweaks he's got to make in this offense if we want to see us take that next step, you know. And it's not just McDaniel, it's Tua as well, but.
There's an article on Clutch Sports where they rate the signings.
Mm-hmm.
And they go through Miami signings and Jonnu Smith, they gave a B grade to.
Okay.
And I'd probably notch that up just a little bit. I think I'd put it as a B plus.
Yeah.
Shaquille Bennett, they grade a C plus.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that too.
Yeah, me too. I think that remains to be seen. Jordan Poyer, a C plus. I might bump that up a half a grade too.
Yeah, if he stays healthy this whole year for sure.
Yep. Jordan Brooks, linebacker. They graded a B, and I think it's probably better than that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I would say so too. I mean, we pretty much swapped linebackers with the Seahawks, yep. So we'll see who got the better end of that deal at the end of the season here.
And they, you know, we talked about Isaiah Wynn coming back, and they graded that a B. I guess I'm in a generous mood this morning because I would give that a better grade also. Not so much because of his skill level, but because of how much they needed him.
Yeah, and he's another guy that if he can stay healthy the full season, then I would agree it's at least a B. Because he was playing at a pretty high level for those first five games of the season. And once he went out, you can tell the difference, you know.
Yep.
I mean, it just wasn't the same on that left side. But I really liked the guy. I mean, you know, his problem, his whole career, it seems like, is just being able to stay on the field. So hopefully this is the year where he can prove that, you know.
Playing next to Teron, I wonder how many games they'll play together.
Yeah.
Aaron Brewer at center, they gave that grade a D, and I think that's kind of harsh. I don't think any pickup in free agency should be a D or an F. I just, you know, because until you see what they've got in store for them, you know, it's hard to give them a failing grade. But I would give it a C grade, and we'll see how the center does.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that, too. I mean, he's allowed 20 sacks the past three seasons. He led the league in quarterback pressures from the center position. So yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'm definitely a little bit worried, but I think the grading has to do a little bit with the contract that we gave him because 3 years, $30 million for a guy who, you know, it's kind of unknown, you know, what he's actually going to be or what type of role he's going to play is a little, you know, a little weird, but, you know, we'll just hope for the best here.
I can't disagree with you, Chris, in the fact that he's given up a lot of sacks. And you know, the last thing you want as a quarterback is, you know, a gap pressure. And you know, this guy does tend to give it up a little bit. They're going to need the guard to help him. And, you know, Wynn's experienced enough, he should be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, we're going to break for a few moments, and we'll be right back. Next guy, Kendall Fuller, cornerback, and they grade him a C.
God, these guys are...
They're harsh, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would honestly say that that move was an A.
I could see that. A minus.
We upgraded from Xavien Howard at, I think, more than half the cost of what he was making. So it's like, to me, that's an A signing. I mean, that's probably the only A that I would give as far as guys we've picked up at this point. But at least a B, right? Shoot.
Yeah, I know. They're a little rough. Anthony Walker Jr., linebacker, they gave a D grade too.
I mean, that's
he's missed 28 games, and that's their rationale.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's not going to be a starting linebacker, I don't think, so we'll see.
Yeah, I think they're going to switch him and the other what's his name? Jordan Brooks.
Yep.
I think they're going to use all three of them. I mean, because with Long, too, I mean, I think they could be pretty decent middle linebacker group.
Yep. Well, they like Berrios. They gave him a B-.
Yeah, dude, I don't know if this was written by somebody who actually covers the Dolphins or not. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
A B- for a returner.
To me, it's a C. They went B-, I would say C.
Yeah.
Bonito Jones, defensive tackle, they gave a B-.
Yeah.
I can live with that. I might be a C there as well.
Agreed.
Neville Gallimore, you know, obviously to replace Wilkins. He's more of a run defender, and we'll see. They give him a B- grade. I probably go C.
I agree. C.
Nick Needham, B-. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Robert Jones, B. I'm fine with that. Yeah,
love that.
Yeah. Fortune the tight end, they gave him an F.
I mean, the guy has to be making close to the league minimum. I mean, I don't think.
He's a role player. Exactly. He's not your starter. He's depth. So, you know, with that in mind, I'd give it a D or a C-. I wouldn't give it an F.
Yeah, as our tight end three, I'd give it a C. I mean, the guy who's played with Patrick Mahomes, played behind Travis Kelce for all those years. I mean, hopefully he learned something, you know, and can, you know, be one of those diamond in the rough type guys that we really need to step up for this offense. I mean, I'm not expecting the guy to catch 100 balls for 1,000 yards this year, but I mean, I think he can be, you know, a red zone threat, which we definitely need. I mean, we were a pretty good red zone team last year, but numbers wise, but there was definitely a few games where we're just like, between the play calling and
I didn't think we were a good red zone team.
But the numbers, I think we were a top five red zone team numbers wise from what I read the other day. So
I don't know about that. I mean, I believe you read it, but I don't know how accurate it is.
Yeah.
And really the problem was we didn't get in the red zone enough.
Mm-hmm.
Cyron Neal, cornerback, B-. They need a lot of help on special teams. And for that reason, I give it a B.
Okay.
Elijah Campbell, B-. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Ahmed, D-. Ahmed's probably not going to make the team.
Yeah, I mean, he looked good in the preseason last year. And then once the season started and we gave him some opportunities, just not, you know, I mean, definitely left a lot to be desired.
I like him, you know, but he is what he is. He's a marginal NFL talent.
Yeah.
Jake Bailey, they gave an F, and I happen to agree with that one.
100%, Mike. 100%. I mean, there is no reason why we should have re-signed the top
three punter. That has mistake written all over it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I know Mike McDaniel's probably thinking like, oh, we're not going to be punting the ball much. But, I mean, to have a good punter, I mean, even the Chiefs that have it. That Tommy Townsend, I mean, those type of, like, the top punters in the league, I mean, they switch. It has a big impact in the game, especially late in the game if you stall out. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we saw this guy freaking shanking punts left and right, giving guys, you know, great field position at the 50, sometimes even in our territory to start off with. And, you know,
all you got to do is look at Buffalo's punter and look at our punter. And that, you know,
yeah,
that tells the story.
Absolutely.
Deshaun Hand, they gave a D.
I don't agree with that. I think that should be at least a C+. But, I mean, he's not a guy who a lot of people know about. But from us watching the games last season, I think we can agree that the small amount of snaps that he played, he was making plays. He was getting in the backfield. Right. You know, I mean, he
was okay.
Yeah.
How he does with a larger role, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, I agree with you. I think I would be a C rather than a D for him.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Driscoll on the offensive line. He played all 17 games for the Eagles last season. They gave that signing a B, and I would agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, 26 years old, he's still kind of young. I mean, Butch Berry did a great job with our offensive line group last year, so I'm excited to see what he can get out of this guy.
Yeah. Last one is Jonathan Harris, defensive tackle, and they gave him a B.
43 tackles, started all 17 games, or played in all 17 games, started in five, four quarterback hits and one sack. I mean, we'll see. I mean, we signed, like we talked about earlier, I mean, we signed a lot of defensive tackles, so hopefully
a couple of them can be. Look, you have to have a rotation, and not everybody's going to be a Pro Bowler, but, you know, he's a guy that can hold his own. He's done it. So, you know, to me, that's a very good signing. And that about wraps it up. Have you got anything else you'd like to talk about?
Just real quick. I mean, what would you like to see us address with the first and the second round picks? Just real quick without getting too crazy into it, because I know we'll talk about that a little bit further down the road.
Well, I think you have to fortify one of the lines, whether it be the defensive line or the offensive line, and maybe both. Maybe you do both. Maybe you draft the offensive lineman in the first round and draft the defensive tackle in the second round. Who knows?
I agree 100% with that.
But those would be my priority, and very, very close to that would be wide receiver. Because we have really poor depth behind Hill and Waddle.
For sure. The really good thing that about this draft is with offensive linemen and wide receivers, it's supposed to be super deep. I'd like to see us do exactly what you just said, whether it's D-line first and then offensive line or D-line. Whoever's the best available, I think you attack those two position groups with the first two picks, and then, you know, maybe we trade up into the third or fourth round and take one of these receivers. I mean, there's so many good receivers coming out. I mean, I'd like to see us.
Would you trade up or would you trade down?
It all just really depends who's on the board when we get there.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we signed this Brewer cat, but if that Jackson Powers Johnson falls to us at 21, I would say you got to take him there. You know, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what Greer and McDaniel consider a priority, you know, because last year they,
you know, they do tend to draft best player available. They've filled most of their needs in free agency, and there's still some things to come, I'm sure. But, you know, the needs that stand out to me are across both lines and wide receiver. Those are the critical areas that, you know, just don't have what you really want to have beyond the first two guys.
For sure.
And on the defensive line, you know, obviously we lost a good tackle, a really good tackle. I mean, you know, a Pro Bowl caliber tackle. He hasn't made a Pro Bowl yet, Wilkins, but he played well enough to make it last year. So we'll see.
Yeah, agreed.
So, you know, there's any number of ways they can go. I mean, if they drafted a cornerback, would they be wrong? Maybe not, you know?
Yeah.
Just because of the injuries that they continue to have at that position. A lot of ways they can go. But if it were me, I'd really be looking to fortify the lines.
Agreed. 1,000%. I couldn't agree more.
All right, Chris. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back next week. I think Matt Mariani is going to join us again.
And, all right.
We'll start looking at exactly what you just talked about. You know, maybe put some bodies to the positions that we're talking about and see if we can't fill out a couple of guys that we'd like to draft.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Until then, again, thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening, everybody. We really, really appreciate it, you know, especially in the off season when numbers are a little lower. And every listen counts, and we appreciate it. So thank you very much, and we'll be back next week. Until then, fins up.
Fins up, everybody.
All right, Fin fans, that's today's show. I want to thank the DolphinsTalk.com Podcast Network and the Sports Social Podcast Network. Check out these sites, guys. They've got articles and podcasts, which I think you'll enjoy. All right, until next week, be well and take care.
Sports Social Podcast Network.